Good morning. Hello, hello. I'm watching this video of Kool and the Gang. This, of course, is a song called Celebration. I love that I've heard this song in so many different capacities throughout my life. I just wanted you to hear some of that, obviously, because today what I'm wanting to talk about is celebration, which is funny because that's kind of what I'm always talking about in different ways. But I want to talk about it more directly today because I was thinking about the idea of how often, especially in America, I don't know what it's like other places, but here it feels as if there's often a need to have something to celebrate, a specific event or an occasion or an accomplishment. And I think the reason I'm talking to you about this is I had a recording that I happened to come across that I had made myself, years ago, where I was talking about that celebration doesn't need to be earned, and it doesn't need to be something we wait for until ... or fill in the blank. That we, just by being alive, by being humans, we deserve to celebrate. We deserve to celebrate ourselves. We deserve to celebrate aspects of our lives and the people we love. And it's not something that many people are well versed at, or I almost said comfortable, and maybe that is true. Oftentimes when I talk about the word celebrate, particularly in the context, I mean, this is even a classic thing where people have accomplished something. Maybe someone wanted to run a marathon, or someone wanted to have a hard conversation with someone they love, or someone wanted to write a book, or they wanted to learn to play guitar, or they wanted to start walking 5,000 steps a day, or whatever it is. Oftentimes, even in those cases, people don't stop to celebrate when they reach whatever it is that they wanted to do. There's a way in which our brains keep us focused on what's next, or that's not enough. And I feel like I want to pause for a sec and just let you think, as you're listening to this, you know, what does that word even mean in your own life? And do you wait to celebrate? Do you allow yourself to even consider celebrating when there's quote unquote nothing to celebrate? Because I think that that's, at least in my own life, has been one of the things that has really made such a huge difference. Obviously, I named my company Simply Celebrate. And that's partly, I like the idea of, well, just celebrate, you know, kind of simply do it. But also simply, as in to find simple ways to do it. But there's nothing in the name of my company that, you know, that sort of says, well, celebrate when you do this, or celebrate when you get that, or celebrate when you deserve that, or celebrate when this date happens. It's really founded on the idea that we can choose when and how and how much we want to celebrate. As I'm just talking to you, there's so many different images dropping in my mind of times that I've paused in the middle of doing something kind of in the same old way and thought to myself, well, what if I did this? You know, I'm thinking of New Year's Eve. I was going to just go out for a walk at sunset by myself, and I had started to put on a sweatshirt because it was kind of chilly, and instead, I have this fun faux fur cape that my mom had gotten me. And I thought, oh, it's New Year's Eve. I'm going to wear this fur cape, faux fur cape. And what a difference that made. I think I made a voice note about it afterwards, but I had happened upon this little band playing in a park, and there was an accordion and tambourine, and I think they were playing Greek music, and it was so fun, and I started to dance, and I was twirling around, and that cape was so perfect. It made me feel festive. It's almost as if the cape created the party. And I remember talking to my friend Tricia about it later and saying, well, who knows? You know, there had been a moment when I was actually headed to a certain destination and ended up going to a different park. Maybe if I hadn't been wearing that cape, I wouldn't have listened to or heard that little nudge to go to this other park. And then I wouldn't have heard that music. And then I wouldn't have started dancing. And it wouldn't have created that wonderful moment that I'm now still thinking of all these months later. Or, you know, I was thinking there was a time when a friend was visiting and I packed up my picnic basket and, you know, made a really fun lunch. And, you know, simply having that picnic basket elevated the time. You know, it would have been great to just throw a bunch of things in a paper bag. That would have been fun still. But to have a good old-fashioned picnic basket that I was carrying and had the red checkered cloths and real glasses to use, it elevates things. And maybe that's the word to think about when we're thinking about celebration, is that word of, hey, they rhyme, elevate. I never celebration, elevation. They do rhyme. I had to check that out for myself. My mentor, Brendan Burchard, often says, be the person to elevate the relationships around you. Be the person who elevates experiences. And I think that that's very similar to what I'm talking about right now. Just think about what are you planning with someone that you love? And how can you elevate it in some way so that it feels like a celebration? Sometimes the way I talk about it is putting a frame around a moment. And when you do that, it gives it like, oh, if I were going to put a frame around this moment, I'd want to be wearing a really fun hat and maybe, you know, holding a parasol and maybe, you know, if Ian were there, he'd want to be making great big bubbles to have floating in the background. Simple things that spark a moment. I think I'm going to link, I'm just remembering as I'm saying this, a video that I created several years back. And I've probably shared it with you, but maybe not as intentionally as I am today, in order to get you thinking about, you know, here we are, it's spring. People are getting vaccinated. There's a sense of renewed hope and possibility. What if you are the one to help celebrate that? What if you're the one, first and foremost, to celebrate you? And I'm going to pause again here. First, I'm going to ask you a question, but I'm going to pause that. What do you want to celebrate about yourself right now? Maybe it's that you survived this past year. Maybe there was a way that you did it with a particular grace, or maybe you brought some humor in times when it seemed like maybe impossible to have humor. Maybe you stayed connected in ways that really helped people in your life. Maybe you excelled at something, you know, baking or an instrument or taking care of your body. Maybe you were able to offer yourself a break, and that's something to celebrate. What is it, first and foremost, as you're listening to this, that you want to give yourself a pat on the back for, and maybe literally do that? You know, I'm doing that right now. It feels good. It's like a little qigong on your on your muscles there. I just think we don't stop enough to consider all of the wonderful things we are. And not again, it's like it doesn't not even have to be accomplishments, but how we are. The way we love, the way we care for our children or our friends or our pets or the earth, the way we tend the garden, the way we notice beauty, all of that is something to celebrate. And then after you've taken that, after you've had that moment of celebration for yourself, consider how you might sprinkle a little of that on somebody else. Again, you know, maybe you're having dinner with your family tonight and you bring out the candles and you set the table so that it's pretty. Maybe you've got a flower from the garden that you put in the center of the table. Maybe before you start eating, you tell each person at the dinner table something you love about them, or you ask everybody a question. You know, you invite everyone to answer, you know, what's the most fun thing they saw today? Anything that makes the moment feel a little elevated, a little bit special. I've got to find my song again. Oh my goodness, that's funny, they've been singing away and now it's gone to a different song. But listen to what this song is that's playing. I love how that happens, that I don't know how many songs had gone on since I was playing my other one for you. But this is a lovely one to end with. Simply turning on music and dancing, and if somebody else is in the room, grabbing their hand and twirling them around, that can be the way that you elevate the moment, the way that you celebrate. I love that. Well, sending you love on this Sunday and sending you that moment of really recognizing maybe it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 things about yourself that you want to celebrate, and sending you sprinkles of creativity, of tiny, simple things that don't have to cost any money. You know, raise a glass to someone. Just, I think what it is it's really the pause and that framing the moment in a way that it gives it just that little bit of, like if you were sprinkling glitter. Maybe that's the best way to think of it. All right, I love you. Bye-bye.